Here's the translation of the text into English. Gold prices rise above $4,200. Economic uncertainty persists as U.S. government reopens. Oil prices edge down on U.S. inventory build. OPEC forecast shift. Oil prices hit three-week low on oversupply fears. U.S. shutdown end brings little cheer. U.S. oil futures little changed after API reports smaller increase in crude stocks. Oil prices fall more than $2 billion as OPEC says 2026 supply to match demand. Data centers to drive energy storage boom cycle in next 5 years, UBS says. OPEC shifts oil outlook to see small surplus in 2026. Sanctions stymie Lukoil drilling plans in Romanian Black Sea. Gold prices stabilize after two-day rebound. U.S. government reopening Fed in focus. Grand City Properties reports 9M 2025 results with 3.7% rental growth. Vietnam's plan to ease high-tech subsidies worries. South Korean investors, Italy's bending spoons ready for IPO, warns of AI bubble. Holiday test looms as luxury brands chase elusive rebound. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan, weighted down 0.30%. Exclusive, GE Vernova. Siemens Energy in talks to supply gas turbines for Syria reconstruction, sources say. JP Morgan lists 4 mid-cap industrial stocks with AI data center exposure. Australia stocks at close of trade, S&P ASX 200 down 0.52%. U.S. court temporarily blocks USD order to unwind Delta Aeromexico joint venture Big Short. Michael Burry deregisters Scion Asset Management. Swiss negotiators head for next round of tariff talks in Washington. Taiwan economy could grow close to 6% this year, statistics chief says. Australia's jobs roar back in October. Rate cut prospects tumble. Australia jobs blow past expectations in Oct. Unemployment falls. U.S. retail holiday job postings slump. Indeed says Trump is committed to a $2,000 dividend to Americans using tariff income. White House. India approves $5.1 billion package for exporters after U.S. tariffs hit Italy. Industry output rebounds after August slump. India's inflation tanks to record low, boosting December rate cut hopes. German exports get welcome boost from Eastern Europe, says Business Group. Morning bid, deal after dinner as Trump signs end to shutdown. Trump signs deal to end longest U.S. government shutdown in history. Backwater to breakout, investors pivot to Australian small caps as blue chip premiums bite. Yen sinks to record low versus euro as Japan PM touts slow rate hikes. Bank of Japan aims for wage-driven inflation aligns with government view. Yen squeezed. Stocks firm as U.S. shutdown set to lift. Trump signs funding bill after House votes to end longest ever U.S. gov't shutdown. U.S. House bill to end shutdown secures enough votes to pass. Voting continues. Japan wholesale inflation slows in October. Fed split deepens as Collins says she would hesitate to support another cut. SharpLink reports $104.3 million Q3 net income amid ETH strategy. EOS climbs 12% in a green day. SharpLink reports $104.3 million net income in third quarter. BTCC exchange supercharges Black Friday 2025 with 2 million USDT in rewards, plus exclusive JJJ signed prizes. Bitcoin price today, pinned at $104.7K as U.S. government reopening brings little relief. ECD Automotive Design hires Arca Labs for Bitcoin treasury strategy. Bybit's Lazarus Security Lab reveals hidden fund freezing functions across 16 major blockchains. Strategy reports Q3 net income of $84.7 million after crypto gains. Leap Therapeutics rebrands as Cypherpunk. Buys $50 Min's Cash. Sampor purchases 243,496 shares as part of buyback program. Grand City Properties reports 1-10 rise in net rental income for 9M 2025 and Gina prices $130 million public offering of shares and warrants. And Exxon prices public offering of shares at $260 each. BlackBerry launches Women's Cybersecurity Leadership Program in Malaysia. Off the hook yet, wholesaler prices IPO at $4 per share. Kathy Woods' ARK adds Circle Internet Group. Stock trims Tesla Holdings.